BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we present an interview with Adam Holly and songs from his band, Alframania.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, last night I couldn't sleep. I was so mad. I went into the bathroom and there was no toilet paper on the roll dispenser. Do you know how annoying it is to go to the bathroom at 3 a.m. and not have toilet paper on the roll dispenser? This is not the first time this incident has occurred. On the rare occasion when my husband actually puts a roll on the holder, he has the sheet coming out from underneath and not over. Come on! It is so hard to get the roll started this way. And you know what else, Granny Ada? He doesn't understand the concept of the shower curtain. The shower curtain's lining should go inside the tub so that the water doesn't come out. Am I right? I mean, really. Do you know how often I have told him this? Why do I have to lecture a college-educated man to understand the ins and outs of lavatory etiquette? And I'm not even mentioning the toilet seat lid being up, okay? That's one more on the list, you know. I am at wit's end, and I don't know what to do about his insensitive attitude toward my angst. This has got to change. Signed, One Tissue Short of an Issue.
Dear Short Issue, how delightful. Marriages going down the drain because of toilet papers, toilet lids, and shower curtain concerns. I get hundreds of letters pertaining to these issues every week. Infidelity and homicide take second and third place. Obviously, the hind quarter of our culture takes precedence over everything else. The lower common denominator has sunk us into petty, primitive, primeval pieces of excrement, a sorry standard for the privileged species. These are such luxury problems, problems that should not be problems. Who cares in the large spectrum of life which side the bathroom tissue comes off of, or if the shower curtain is in or outside of the tub? Be happy you have indoor plumbing and running water. If out in nature, you'd probably use a banana or a sycamore leaf. Then what? Hubby didn't plant the tree in the right place. The potty hole was not dug deep enough. Oh, here is my advice, sweetie. Take a breath and put the roll on yourself. Life is too short to bicker over the crazy. Believe me, you'll always find more to argue about. Just pick and choose, pick and choose. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day, Granny Ada.
So where are you going again?
To the Hotel de Ville.
Hotel de Ville? You mean right here in town?
That's right.
But why would you want to go to a hotel that's 10 minutes away from your house?
Because it's romantic.
Do you think he'll really like it?
Well, why wouldn't Jerry like it? It's a romantic getaway. Then you're okay taking care of the kids for one night.
Sure, of course.
Oh, thank you. This is going to be great.
Are you going out for dinner?
Oh, no. I ordered room service already. 2 steak dinners with salad, bananas Foster for dessert. We'll be waiting in the room when we get there at 6 o'clock. They have a large tub for 2, so I'm taking bubble bath soap. I've even hooked up the MP3 player with selections of jazz and salsa music for background and dancing in the room.
You thought of everything.
Yep. Well, he does so much for me, I figured this time I'll do something for him.
Nice. I'll pick up the kids around 5:30.
Can I take this dumb blindfold off already?
Just another second. Okay, okay. Surprise!
A hotel room?
Yes.
How much did you pay for all this?
Oh, don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it. This is a suite.
Honey, look.
Steak? Come on. How much is this going to set us back?
Oh, honey, this is supposed to be romantic.
Fine, fine. Let's eat.
I'll just light the candles. Where are you? What are you doing?
What? I'm just turning on the TV.
We're having dinner, Jerry, here in the hotel room. Just the 2 of us, no kids.
So? I just want to see what's on.
Honey.
I had a long day at work. It's nice to unwind.
Well, exactly. That's why after dinner, we'll have a nice, relaxing bubble bath together.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, honey, what is it?
Do you realize what this is?
What are you talking about?
Chuck Norris! It's a Chuck Norris Film Festival!
No!
Oh, I love Chuck Norris! Oh, honey, this is going to be great!
Yeah, great. I'm running the bath.
Yeah.
I'm putting the bubble bath in.
Yeah.
I'm drinking all the wine.
Yeah, good, hon.
Whatever. Ah, Jerry, the bubbles are overflowing in the tub.
That's nice.
No, you don't understand. The bubbles are all over the bathroom floor.
What?
Help me.
Why did you turn on the whirlpool jets?
To stir up the bubble bath soap.
Why didn't you turn them off?
They were stuck.
Well, they're off now. Get the ice bucket. You and your bright ideas.
I'm sorry. Here's the bucket.
Well, don't look at me. I turned off the jets. You can do the rest. I'm going to bed.
But, honey...
Good night.
Hello, room service. I'd like to order 2 bottles of house red wine. How many glasses? No glasses. Just bring the bottles. Oh, and room service, can you bring up another ice bucket? The one I had is being used for something else. Thank you. Oh, here's to me. Long live romance.
For all the times you made me small, for all the times I bled, all the words that went nowhere.
What you have been listening to is a song called Man That You Made, and it is from All For Mania, a band that is a local band here in our Parlor City area. Adam Holly, I'd like to welcome you to our show.
Hi, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
What about your musical background? I mean, how long have you been writing songs, singing songs?
I've always written poetry and written songs and lyrics as far back as I can really remember. My first passion was actually the theater, acting and performing and writing plays and things like that. And that kind of led me to musical theater where I would sing a lot, and I really kind of realized I had a voice that I didn't really realize I had. But I pursued acting for several years. I got my degree from Binghamton University. But music was always something in the back of my mind, in the background. I was always singing, always writing, and just a dream that I've always had. I just decided this past year to just really pursue this dream, finally, once and for all.
And, so you just started All for Mania this year?
Yes. I stepped in the recording studio the first time less than a year ago at Dave's studio at Basement Audio.
So tell me a little bit about Man That You Made. What inspired you to write that?
A lot of different things. This song is really kind of just about either that person or that thing or that experience in your life where it really sort of pushed you down or held you down, or you may not have realized it at first, but it turned you into something stronger in the end. And the irony of the song is that it made you into something strong enough to fight back at that thing. And that is actually a positive coming out of it, you know, mm-hmm. that now you can face whatever it is, that person, that thing that's holding you down, because they made you strong enough to do that. But now they can't hold you down anymore.
And isn't that's the inspiration we usually need. We need that little push. All right, so let's listen to this song, Man That You Made. We'll be right back.
I'd leave.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.